In today's digital age, cybersecurity is a crucial topic that affects individuals and organizations alike, and this podcast aims to explore its various aspects and provide practical tips for staying safe online. JISC Boot News includes concerns about potential security vulnerabilities in versions up to v3.5.1. According to reports, there are two identified SQL injection vulnerabilities. The first vulnerability is via the query table dict items by code component, and the second is in the query filter table dict info function. These flaws could allow attackers to access and manipulate sensitive data. Currently, there is no available exploit to patch these vulnerabilities in JISC Boot BIS 3.5.1. It is crucial for users of JISC Boot to stay updated on these vulnerabilities and take necessary steps to update their systems as soon as possible. Microsoft has recently suffered a significant outage that may have been caused by hackers from Russia. The attacks were in the form of 7-layer DDoS and targeted several of Microsoft's platforms, including Azure, Outlook, and OneDrive. Storm 1359, also known as Anonymous Sudan, is believed to be the group behind the attacks and may be controlled by Russian state agents. Reports suggest that the same group was responsible for the recent Teams and Office outages. Despite initial assumptions that the culprit was a Sudanese hacktivist group, experts now believe that the attacks are the work of a Russian-backed group. The DDoS attacks that occurred in the first half of June caused significant outages and millions of dollars in damages for Microsoft. The attacks targeted Outlook and OneDrive and were carried out using Layer 7 DDoS techniques. In the latest Mozilla news, several security vulnerabilities have been detected that users need to be aware of. To start, a serious vulnerability has been discovered in Firefox that could allow for arbitrary code execution and sandbox escape, putting users' data and systems at risk of compromise. Additionally, Mozilla Thunderbird is also vulnerable to a critical buffer overflow, making it crucial for users to upgrade to a secure version to avoid any potential damage. Furthermore, Mozilla Firefox BIS 69 is prone to CSS rule manipulation, which can result in escalated privileges. Overall, these issues are concerning and require immediate action from Mozilla users to protect themselves. In MOVEit News, it is reported that the US federal government has issued a warning to all agencies using the MOVEit platform due to several agencies being hit by devastating CLOP ransomware attacks that cause significant damage. To combat this threat, the US State Department is now offering a $10 million award for information that can lead to the identification of the attackers responsible for the cyberattack. Additionally, it is recommended that all MOVEit customers install patches immediately to address the third critical vulnerability. Stay tuned for further updates on this developing story. In the latest Reddit news, the ransomware group Black Cat has issued a threat to release 80 gigabytes of data stolen from the website. They are demanding a payment of $4.5 million and reversal of planned API changes. The group alleges that Reddit has confidential information on user tracking and content censorship. Reddit, on the other hand, has no plans to alter its API business model or pricing due to the data leak threat. This isn't the first time Reddit has been targeted with ransom demands, and it remains to be seen how they will deal with this latest threat. Rhinocia Post Mediengruppe is experiencing the aftermath of a cyber attack, which has caused limited accessibility to their online editions and a publishing delay for their printed newspapers. To cope with the situation, the company has released emergency versions of their newspapers and is only allowing limited access to their news portals. Their IT team is working hard to resolve the issue and restore normal operations. Stay tuned for further updates on this developing story from Rhinocia Post Mediengruppe News. Trend Micro has recently made headlines with multiple critical vulnerabilities being discovered in various products. One such vulnerability was identified in Trend Micro Mobile Security for Enterprise, which could allow for unauthorized access through unknown data manipulation. It is strongly advised that users upgrade to the latest version to mitigate this issue. In addition to this, Trend Micro has integrated generative AI into its Vision One platform with the introduction of Companion, a new AI tool. This addition will enhance XDR capabilities and improve overall security measures for users. Furthermore, other vulnerabilities were found within the Trend Micro software suite, including cross-site scripting vulnerabilities in Trend Micro Apex Central and a race condition vulnerability in Trend Micro Apex One Security Agent. Another vulnerability was discovered in Trend Micro Apex One that could result in information disclosure through unknown data manipulation. Given the severity of these vulnerabilities, immediate action is recommended, including upgrading to the latest versions of the affected products. CVE numbers have been assigned for these vulnerabilities for easy reference.